The Great Results of True Health Reform. When the time came for the Hebrew youth to be examined for the service of the kingdom, among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Their keen comprehension, their wide knowledge, their exact language, testified to the unimpaired strength and vigor of their mental powers. Therefore stood they before the king. At the court of Babylon were gathered from all lands men of the highest talent, richly endowed with natural gifts, and possessed of the broadest culture the world could bestow. Among them all, the Hebrew youth were without a peer in physical strength, mental vigor, and literary attainment. The erect form, the firm step, the fair countenance, the undimmed senses, the untainted breath, all were insignia of the nobility with which nature honors those who are obedient to her laws. In acquiring the wisdom of the Babylonians, Daniel and his companions were far more successful than their fellow students. They obtained their knowledge under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, making the knowledge of God the foundation of their education. They prayed for wisdom, and they improved every opportunity to become intelligent in all lines of learning. They followed the rules of life that could not fail to give them strength of intellect. Constantly praying, conscientiously studying, keeping in touch with the unseen, they walked with God as did Enoch. True success in any line of work is not the result of chance or accident or destiny. It is the outworking of God's providences, the reward of faith and discretion, of virtue and perseverance. Fine mental qualities and a high moral tone are not the result of accident. God gives opportunities. Success depends on the use made of them. Herein is revealed the divine principle of cooperation. To make God's grace our own, we must act our part. His grace is given to work in us to will and to do, but never as a substitute for our effort. As the Lord cooperated with Daniel, so he will cooperate with all who strive to do his will. By his Spirit he will strengthen every true purpose, every noble resolution. Those who walk in the path of obedience will encounter many hindrances, but the Lord is able to render futile every agency that works for the defeat of his chosen ones. In his strength they may overcome every temptation, conquer every difficulty.